On today's episode.
All right, top of the order. Todd, it's your turn.
All right, let's do this. I'm going to move around this barrier, guns blazing. I'll take a shot at that trooper. 18 to hit.
Hits.
All right, nice. And then it's a 9 points of damage. I'll then use my bonus action to fire another shot with my second blaster.
What two weapons are you using?
I've got two blaster pistols.
Fortunately, with those, you can't use two weapon fighting.
Well, what the f- Hello, and welcome to Dungeon Jedi Masters, a podcast discussing everything Star Wars 5e. My name is Todd, I've got Tegan here, and we're looking forward to jumping into hyperspace with you. Let's go! Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode number 2. Tegan, can you believe it? We haven't gotten canceled yet.
Brian's, we're still here, and wanted to thank you guys all for the reception we got. Todd and I were just talking about it. We didn't expect so many people to kind of engage with us on this. We've already had 130-plus downloads, so we appreciate you guys tuning in to us, and we're definitely going to have some great content out there for you. So thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Glad that this format has been received well, and we look forward to doing more of it, including today's episode. We also want to mention, before we get into that, just ways that you guys can stay in touch with us. We do have a website live now to kind of show you everywhere you can check us out. So that is dungeonjedimasters.com. Masters is plural. And that will show you a link to our podcast on Podbean. You will have a YouTube channel where we will show you content that we create that works better for a video format. We'll have our Twitter up there. So if you want to just interact with us, ask questions, suggest topics for down the road. And then lastly, links to both of our Twitch channels, which we will usually produce our video content there first, but we'd also like to have some live interactive streams and potentially some live play podcasts, things like that as well of gameplay. So make sure to check that out, dungeonjedimasters.com. All right, so Tegan, let's get into today's topic. One of the most confused mechanics of the game, it seems, two weapon fighting. So if we look back at that combat example at the beginning of the episode, my player coming out, I've got two weapons. I should be able to shoot both of those. So let's just look at this mechanic in its most basic form and help us understand what needs to happen for me to do what I want to do.
Definitely. As you mentioned, Todd, this is one of the most complicated mechanics for both traditional 5e and especially Star Wars 5e. Because with Star Wars, you want to become that cool guy, dual wielding pistols, kind of get your Jango Fett on. So we want to kind of break it down just to make sure you can do what you want your character to do. So starting from the basics, you're going to have to look at your equipment first. So without any feats or fighting styles, to be able to use twin weapon fighting, you're going to have to make sure that both of your weapons have the light property. So if you're using a blasters, you'd want to check out those light pistols or some of those other ranged weapons that have the light property as well, and make sure that both of them have the light property. Or if you wanted to use a double-bladed lightsaber, make sure you're using that double Shoto, which has that light property as well. So that's the first step. That's kind of the main barrier for using it, is that both weapons need to be light. Then after that, you pretty much just use it like normal. So you'd roll your main attack, and with that main attack, it's just like normal. You add your proficiency, and if it hits, you add your damage to the attack as well. So that one's just like usual. You don't have to really think about that attack. The second attack is actually going to use your bonus action. So definitely make sure that you don't have many competing options for your bonus action, and that you're able to free up that action. And then with that attack, you're going to usually roll like normal, so you're going to have proficiency added to the attack roll. But one of the main differences with this is that if you don't have any feats or fighting styles to go with it, you're just going to roll the attack die for the damage. So if you're using that light blaster pistol, you just roll that 1d4, and whatever that die shows is going to be the damage that that trooper takes.
All right, great. So kind of established the baseline. You need to have two weapons. You need to have those weapons be of the light property, or a double weapon that is of light property. And then I think lastly, you have to have your bonus action available to utilize this extra attack. So there are ways to execute this without light weapons, though. So talk about what we need to do, what my character needs to use his two blaster rifles for two-weapon fighting.
If you want to go in guns blazing, wielding two weapons without that light property, a great way to do that is use one of your ABIs or feat investments and go for the twin or two-weapon mastery feat. Basically, what that's going to do is going to do a couple big things for you. The first thing is it's going to remove the light principle, so you can wield two weapons pretty much just as normally. So basically, if you wanted two blaster rifles, you can have a rifle in each hand, and you'd be able to use both just as you normally would. It also is going to give you a +1 to your AC while you're wielding a separate weapon in each hand, and gives you a couple other things like being able to draw and store your weapon normally as if you're just using one. Another big one with this one is it's going to allow you, when using two-weapon fighting, so when you get your bonus action to use it, you can forego your proficiency bonus to the attacks. So you'd be able to roll your just straight attack rolls, just a straight d20, kind of your modifier, so either dexterity or strength added to it as well, but no proficiency. If you do this, you're able to make an additional two-weapon fighting attack on your bonus action. So still one bonus action, but just foregoing that proficiency is going to let you make two attacks with it. So this is a great feat, gives you a little bit of extra AC, makes you harder to hit. And if you kind of want to roll the dice, you can get a lot of extra damage on it by foregoing your proficiency.
Yeah, a very good feature. If you're going for a specific style of build, it's a great way to get that to happen. So you can wield whatever you want, two lightsabers, two vibro weapons that aren't the light property, so you get a little more damage out of them. This is the way to do that. And of course, the other things you mentioned, the AC and whatnot, are great. So there's probably one more aspect to this mechanic, and that is the fighting style to weapon fighting. So a little bit potential confusion there. So we always want to mention that it's the fighting style to weapon fighting, but tell us how that comes into play.
Flynn, there's a lot of confusion with this one. This actually came up on my other table quite recently. Player took the two-weapon mastery feat and didn't realize there's a fighting style that goes with it to add that modifier to your damage. So basically, as I mentioned with that first foray into it, when you roll your damage using your bonus action twin-weapon fighting attack, it's just a straight die roll. So for that light pistol, it's just that 1d4. You're not able to add your modifier to it. That twin weapon fighting style, what that's going to allow you to do is add your modifier to the damage. So this is kind of a great addition if you're going to be using two weapon fighting to really make sure you're getting that most damage for all of your attacks. So kind of with your example, you roll that 1d4. And if you have twin weapon fighting style, you'd be able to add in your strength or dexterity mod to it as well to make sure that damage is coming through.
Awesome. Yeah, there's a lot of pieces to kind of put this together to maximize your damage and things like that. So, but I think once you lay it all out and you look at, all right, start here. Okay, do I have this? Yes or no? It's actually not as difficult to understand, I think. Speaking of that, you know, I tried creating a flowchart for this, which we will distribute. I think it's just kind of a good visual way to say, can I use two-weapon fighting? So we'll have that out on probably our Twitter and things like that, so you guys can check that out. Hopefully is a helpful resource. So, All right, so I think we've covered it all, Tegan. But there's a few other aspects of the game, some class features that could kind of interact with this, specifically because they have other bonus action options. So run through those and tell us where these interact or you need to consider if this is an alternative option or not.
So a few classes really don't have too much going on with their bonus action. So if you're a berserker or a scholar or guardian or a scout or counselor even, you really don't have too much going on with your bonus action to worry about. I know berserkers, you've got rage, but after you're raging, you don't really have to worry about your bonus action. So twin weapon fighting style is just a great option to get a little extra damage in there for you. But for some other classes, you've got competing options with your bonus action, or you even have things that may enhance your bonus action going down the line. First, we're going to start off with the fighter. Fighter doesn't really have much competing with its bonus action, but it's the only class that gets greater extra attack. And basically how that's going to interact with two weapon fighting style is it's going to allow you to get two twin weapon fighting attacks with your bonus action. So it automatically just gives you a second attack using that twin weapon fighting. So it just gives you a little bit extra on that side. They're the only class that gets that greater extra attack. So kind of a cool option there. Really just can do a ton of damage and a lot of attacks with your character if you wanted to build that out for your fighter. Great option for fighters since they don't really have too much to do with their bonus action. Kind of moving down the line, another one that a lot of people like to dual wield with, but sometimes has a lot going on with their bonus action, is the Sentinel. So I've had a player at one of my other tables wanted to do two weapon fighting with the Sentinel, but the Sentinels have a feature called kinetic combat, which can kind of interfere a little bit with two weapon fighting. Because as we mentioned, two weapon fighting uses your bonus action, where kinetic combat also uses your bonus action. So this is one that you'd want to kind of go through as you're building your PC and just really kind of see what the benefits are, what the kind of opportunity cost is for going and kind of enhancing your two-weapon fighting versus just using kinetic combat. Because the nice thing with kinetic combat is it uses your bonus action. You make a regular attack with it, including proficiency. And if you hit with damage, you add your modifier to it. And if you want to use some extra force points or things like that, you can enhance your kinetic combat attack or get extra features for your character. So it kind of depends. If you want to go down the line with using twin weapon fighting and adding those additional feats and fighting styles and kind of having some opportunity costs there, or if you just want to use your kinetic combat and kind of keep it simple. But it just kind of depends on what you want your character to do. That's pretty much the same thing, too, with monks and their unarmed strike. Because it uses the bonus action, they get their modifier automatically with unarmed strike, and you can just kind of see what you want to do. And monks are ones I almost never recommend twin weapon fighting for, because they've just got so much going on with their bonus action, between flurry of blows, step of the wind, all of that. There's just so much they can do with the bonus action. It's usually better just to kind of shy away from the twin weapon fighting style. The other class I'll mention that twin weapon fighting style is near perfect for, or just twin weapon fighting in general, not the style, but just twin weapon fighting is perfect for, is operatives. Not so much just for the damage piece, but for giving you a second shot with sneak attack. So operatives are kind of like the gamble class. You're going all in, hoping you can get that sneak attack damage. And the nice thing with twin weapon fighting is that if you miss your main attack, you can use your bonus action, twin weapon fight, and if you hit, and you have all the conditions necessary to get sneak attack damage, you'll get it with your bonus action twin weapon fighting attack. So it's just a great way to really make sure you're not missing out on that and kind of give you a little extra assurance that you'll be able to get that for your turn. So I highly recommend using it for operative classes.
Awesome. So yeah, that's a great rundown, I think, of how this mechanic, two weapon fighting, interacts with some of the classes specifically, and just giving you something to think about as you're building your character, if it's something you want to kind of utilize. Because as we mentioned earlier, there's definitely a few pieces that help enhance this and make this as versatile as possible with the feats and fighting styles and whatnot. So if you're doing one of those classes, Sentinel or Monk specifically, you know, maybe this is not something you focus on because they already have some other good bonus action type mechanics. So But yeah, the operatives, that's definitely a great thing to think of for sneak attack. All right, well, I think that covers everything. Tegan, was there anything else that you think would help out with this topic?
That's kind of the big piece of it. Just kind of a good option, especially with Star Wars, with so many different characters dual wielding. I mentioned Jango earlier, but you've also got Ventress, Revan. There's just so many characters that are using either two lightsabers or two vibro weapons or two blasters. So if you wanted to kind of build an homage to one of your favorite Star Wars characters, this is a perfect way to do it. So definitely, if you're looking into it, this can be a little confusing, and I'm hoping this podcast was able to kind of go through the different steps and differences between the twin weapon fighting, the twin weapon fighting style, and twin weapon fighting mastery. Because this is just the perfect way to build that nice Star Wars PC and just really make sure it's exactly what you envision it. So we all thank you for joining us. And if you do have any additional questions, feel free to reach out to the Discord, or even us would be happy to clarify it for you.
Yeah, reach out to us. Twitter be a good spot to shoot us a message and ask those additional questions. Or if you feel that we just didn't clarify something for you, we'd be happy to do so further. So, all right, that is episode number 2. I'm looking forward to the next one already. This has been a lot of fun, especially as we said, with all of you listeners, good feedback and reaction to this. We want to just keep this going and help you guys enjoy this awesome game system. So with that, until next time, Tegan, may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you, everyone.